Lonely and miserable, she jumped into his bed so easily, even knowing he was a playboy and she was far from being his type. From what she knew, he jonesed for waif-thin models who never did a hard day's work in their life. Jade, on the other hand, had short nails and could pound a board better than a lot of men could, thanks to her construction worker father who swore he'd have strong, independent daughters if it killed him. Jade and Josie were handling power tools while in pigtails and could lay brick like a pro. Although she knew her way around a hammer and nail, that didn't detour her need for a man to treat her like a seductive feminine woman. Jade had a wicked libido and liked men who weren't afraid of an independent woman who could give as well as receive. In came Ace, and probably Murph too, because the one night they'd spent together she couldn't seem to erase from her memory. He'd been confident, wild, and passionate, and she'd been forever tattooed with his embrace. Too bad the morning light had resuscitated her logic. Grabbing her wrinkled clothing off the guest bedroom floor, she'd barely had her panties on before she disappeared while he was sleeping. And apparently, she hadn't been the only one who slithered away embarrassed. Allison told her that Murph hadn't come around for over a month after the holiday. Screw him. Damn it. That was the problem. She wanted to screw him. Again and again and again. Stupid, stupid, stupid. She'd have to be blind not to see he was a jerk. A funny, sexy jerk, but still. Jade needed a man who appreciated a woman like her, curvy and natural. Her breasts had never seen a plastic surgeon, and the beginning of crow's feet were achieved from maturity. The last woman on Murph's arm would be blown away with a swift wind, though not to say she wasn't beautiful. All his girlfriends had been beautiful. His latest, Danica, could win a beauty contest, hands down, as long as she didn't talk. Talking proved her beauty only ran skin deep. Danica always had her hair perfectly styled, as well as wearing impeccable designer clothes from names like Versace, Ralph Lauren, and Hermes, paid for by her billionaire father. She'd once bragged that her father bought her a Mercedes for her birthday, but she didn't like the color, so he bought her another. Certainly, Murph could find more character with a blow-up doll. Jade grabbed her wardrobe from off the rack at a department store, especially her skinny jeans that were her favorite. She worked hard, that's why every pair had holes in the knees until she cut them into shorts. Her daily uniform happened to be steel-toed boots and a tool belt, although on occasion she did dress up, sometimes even applying mascara and lipstick if she thought she might run into Ryan Reynolds. Unfortunately, that never happened. A girl could wish, though. Point was, when it came to appearance, she wasn't perfect enough for a man like Murph Cross, who prided himself on trophy sidekicks. His loss. Pushing those silly thoughts to the side, she climbed the original spiral staircase to the second floor and down the hall until she came to the last door on the right. She'd called dibs on the room farthest away from the master bedroom. At times, she stood in the open doorway and peered in, working up the bravery to step in, but it was never enough. She guessed that would come in time, but for now, she wasn't ready to cross into Allison and Devin's private space. Her plans were to take a shower, grab a beer, and sit on the porch to watch the sunset, and tomorrow she'd jump into renovations. For tonight, though, she needed to relax. Without bothering to grab any clothing, she pulled her hair up into a messy bun and went into the adjoining bathroom to take a quick shower. Swiping the dampness from her body, she dropped the towel into the hamper, made her way down the back stairs and into the kitchen. Peering into the refrigerator, she was happy to see that it was fully stocked from Murph's last visit. That would save her a trip to the local corner market later. She popped open the lid to a bottle of beer and brought it to her lips when she noticed the large black duffel bag sitting next to the back door. Her eyes widened.
I must say, I wasn't expecting this welcome.